We see and we cheer when an algebra is free, and in fact, life's a big PD. We'll be on the go when we learn to grow with mathematics. With Lagrange, every one of us swears that all things are the sum of four squares. Like as not, three will do, but who cares? That's mathematics. Sporadic groups are the ultimate bricks. Finding them took some devilish tricks. Now we know there were just 26. That's mathematics. The function of Riemann is looking just fine. It may have its zeros on one special line. This thought is yours and it's mine. We may soon learn about it, but somehow I doubt it. Don't waste time asking whether or why a good theorem is worth a real try. Go ahead, prove transcendence of pi. Of science, the queen, we're all of us keen on mathematics.
Lucy Kaplansky and her dad Irving. With That's Mathematics. The only song I know that mentions Lagrange transforms. And a few other things. Birthday time now at SLB. Verity of Shadyside, happy birthday to you today. From your mom and dad and Charlotte. Karen of Zealand Opal, happy birthday to you from Brian, Russell, Matthew, Ken, Margarita, Alicia, and Robert. Caitlin, happy birthday to you from Brianna, Kelly, and Mark. Lonnie of Napa, California, from daughter Mary and son-in-law Tom. Aunt Chris of Finleyville, from Michael of South Park. On Sunday, tomorrow, the 16th, we have Barry from Michelle. Joel of Pleasant Unity, thanks for being with us, Joel. Michaela from Nancy. Lou of Point Breeze. Coming up on June 17th, Ian from Jack. Lauren of East Liberty from Karma. Barbara from Jack and Greenfield. Barbara, in fact, is our first birthday for June 18th. Our second for June 18th is Kirsten, listening with the other girls, Megan and Susanna and Penny and Dad, Pete, in New York. Moshe of Butler from Grandma Shirley and Harmony. Sarah Siplak, hi there, happy birthday to you. On Wednesday, June 19th, Ryan from Jack, Edward from Brother Richard and parents Ann and David. Michael of Penn Hills from your family, John of New England, and Marianne of Regent Square, from Ralph, Doug, and Glennon, Bob of Greensburg, from Heidi, Jacob, and Alexis, and Annie of Mount Lebanon. Happy birthday to you from all of us here at SLB. On Thursday, the 20th, Sandra Clemens celebrates, as does Martin of Highland Park, Mom, Dad, and Renee. Alias of Kennerdale for Mom, Dad, and Sister Ivy. Anna of Shadyside for Mom and Dad. Joan of Regent Square from Lisa, Cynthia, and William. Nino of Bellevue celebrates. Camille of McCandless from your family. Evan of Hampton Township from your family. Kelly of Mount Lebanon as well. And finally, on June 21st, Amelia from Sophia, Brian, and Maureen. Christopher of Westview from your family. Caitlin from Ralph and Mary Ann. Bill from Teresa and the family. Kristen of Dormont from Brian, Colin, and Lucy. Joan of Cranberry from your whole family. Alexis of Denora from Mom, Dad, and Brother Leaf. And happy anniversary to Pam and Vaughn of Youngwood, from Louise and Keith and Heather and all of us. Get birthday information to us by going to slbradio.com. www.grange.org/radio. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see everything you need to submit a birthday. You can also simply send us an email at slb@slbradio.org. We mention birthdays the Saturday of their occurrence or the Saturday just before their occurrence. And we hope you'll send the information to us so we can be sure we include it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Griff City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org.
My name is Hong Yan. I previously researched in the University of Pittsburgh. Mainly, I do a lot of research in a different area. Mainly, is in the neuroscience. I was first educated in China. So we learned both Western medicine and traditional Chinese herbal medicine. At that time, we worked 6 days a week. Not like here, 5 days. Nowadays, medical college, the time period is different. In China, there's 5 years to 8 years. Here, only 4 years. You have to get the bachelor's degree before you study medicine. So it's very similar. Herbal medicine is in a different country, has a different original. So like in China, for a long, long time ago, people already accumulated a lot of experience in deal with the herbal medicine for the cure the different disease. Like, for example, American ginseng. French people found from the Canadian original Native American people, they found it in the forest. They used it for their purpose for the treatment and also a lot of things. Favorite herb, in my personal point of view, is American ginseng, wild American ginseng. But the problem is 200 years ago, at that time, there are a lot of wild American ginseng in almost all the forest. Now, only very few do have it. There's a big difference between the Chinese medicine or traditional medicine, mainly is the herbal medicine. So Western medicine is mainly 200 years ago. Previous, there's traditional medicine. About 1,000 years ago, at that time, the people can use the we call the mafisa. It means drunk, and then you do the surgery. But at that time, almost half of people were died of surgery. No antibiotics, no anesthesiology. At that time, no modern medicine. It's very, very difficult. Nowadays, almost impossible to use a single product to be treatment. Just like traditional Chinese medicine, we not use the one single herbal medicine. Usually, it's a group of them from 8 to 16. Even some animal like tigers, if they're injured, they can eat some certain kind of herbs to cure or to help them recover early or fast. Nowadays, a lot of pharmaceutical companies, they look in the natural products in the forest or anywhere. there's a machine, 999 small wells. Each product can be screened in 20 minutes. And nowadays, some of the anti-cancer medications is from this kind of source. In my personal point of view, herbal medicine has a lot of functions. It's one kind of alternatives. It's alternative support. So you have to be understand the rules for the herbal medicine.
Hear more at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Come tumbling down, Joshua, for the Battle of Jericho. You not white, black, and brown. We gotta fight collides like David Bowling. If we will, but make a right choice. If we will, but make heard our voice. Cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. How long?
Not long.
How long?
Not long.
Oh, you should be marching on. Cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
Oh, boy.
But if you haven't loved, then your blood was spilled in vain. All I got is my sweet love, that's why I'm marching in rain. In darkness, can I put out darkness? Only I can do that, oh yes. We're on the move now, not about to turn around.
We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
How long?
How long?
Oh, it's truth been marching on, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around. Satisfy and participate in the beauty of diversity. Let those on the outskirts of hope come to the metropolis of skirt. Let us roll down like a mighty stream. Resurrect our American dream. Cause
we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweeping my jeans. Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweeping my jeans. Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweeping my jeans.
Recorded live in our studios as they performed it on May 12th, 2018. That's the group known as Folk Faces. Great song, great recording. Chad Green, our technical director, was the engineer on that. We're going to play Guess Who momentarily. Get your guessing hat on. You do have a guessing hat, right?
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza features opportunities for parents to meet local businesses offering party services, including venues, entertainment, food, and more. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza takes place on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South in Bethel Park. More information on Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza and Macaroni Kid newsletters is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Do you know somebody in the Hill District between the ages of 11 and 18? If you do, we are looking for youth those ages to work with us this summer to capture oral histories of women who live, work, or were raised in the Hill District. Youth can earn a stipend of up to $200 for participating. No experience is needed, and they can apply by going to oral oralhistory.slbradio.org, oralhistory.slbradio.org. We are also looking for women who would like to be interviewed. So if you know of a woman with strong ties to the Hill District, please encourage her. Or if that's you, please don't hesitate to self-nominate yourself. Oralhistory.slbradio.org is also where you can go to register. We're excited about collecting oral histories all throughout the summer at the Hill District. And we're looking forward to your involvement, too. Now it's time to play Guess Who? Are you ready? This week's Guess Who initials are J.S. J.S. That's J as in Jamestown, New York. And S as in Sharon, Pennsylvania. A couple further away places today. J.S. Those are not clues. They're just ways to help you remember the letters. J.S. And to make sure you heard them correctly, 412-200-5975. You can guess as many times as you would like to guess, and we'll keep you apprised of J.S.'s that are guessed that are not the correct answer. J.S., let the guessing begin. You do have your guessing hat on, right? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. And guesses are already starting to come in. James at Freiburg loves to play Guess Who, and you got in first. He has a guess of, parenthetically, long, John Silver. Also, Jack Sparrow, Jane Seymour, John Steinbeck, Jack Sawinski, John Stallworth, John Slattery, and Jim Stark. Great guesses. None of those is it. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars has John Smith as a guess. And here come a few more. Nick and Susan in New York City with one I need to look up. The first looker-upper of the day. John Steed. Secret agent working for British intelligence in the Avengers. Not John Steed, great guess. James and Sarah are in Verona. How nice to hear from you. James Spader, the actor from Stargate. Was James Spader also in Boston Legal as Denny Crane's partner? I think he was. Now I gotta look that up. I think I have that wrong. Oh, I had it right. I should have quit while I was ahead. He was in Boston Legal. Gosh darn it. The mistake I made was thinking I made a mistake. Mike and Mars has Jerry Seinfeld, not Jerry Seinfeld. 412-200-5975. A whole bunch just came in. Angie has Joel St. John, not her. Jonathan Swift from Mick and St. Clair. Nick and Mars has Joe Schuster, Jerry Siegel, John Schock, and Jonas Salk. Bruce has Jerry Stiller and Jerry Seinfeld. Neither of those. Bill in Sheridan has Jimmy Stewart, Jerry Seinfeld, and the inimitable John Stewart. Angie in Mars also has John Stewart, along with Jimmy Stewart and Jane Seymour. Oh, Nick's got a whole bunch here. Jerry Seinfeld, John Steinbeck, Jean-Paul Sartre, John Singer, Sargent, John Singer, Sargent, John Smith, Jimmy Stewart, John Stewart, Jack Spratt, Jeremy Strong, and the right answer. Very good. Also, Jan Smithers, Jane Seymour, James Spader, John Stamos, John Schneider, John Sayles, Jessica Savage, Jeff Sessions, a name that we never seem to hear, ever. Joseph Stalin, Joe Scarborough, Mika, somebody guessed Joe, John Sullivan, Jessica Simpson, Gene Stapleton. These are great guesses, Nick. Susan contributed to this list too, I'm sure. Gene Simmons, that might be spelled with a G unless it's a different one. Jerry Siegel, Joe Shuster, Johnny Storm, actor Jimmy Smits, Joe St. John, Jerry Springer, Joan Sutherland, and Jason Sudeikis. Wow. You did have the right one in amidst all of your guesses, and you're the first one to come up with the correct answer. So we know it's solvable. J.S., the initials. Mike and Mars has Jeff Smith. Annie, listening in Eastern Pennsylvania, has Johann Sebastian Bach, parenthetically, and also James Spader and Jackson Storm. Jackson Storm is one for me to look up. Oh, it's a Pixar car. I learn a lot on Saturdays. James Spader was also in a film called The Blacklist, writes Annie. Jack Spratt, who ate no fat, guesses Alain in Maine. John in Economy Borough has J.K. Simmons, Jason Schwartzman, Jason Sudeikis, and Jennifer Saunders. Annie also has Jimmy Stewart. Harry, good morning, Harry. He has John Stewart. John Steinbeck from Annie. Harry also has Jerry Springer. Nick, this is a good one. It's not this person, though. Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Not that book. At the same time, Alan made the same guess independently. John Sebastian from Alan. Great guess. I'll give you a hint in a moment. Harry has a guess of Jane Seymour. Nick in West Mifflin says Jay Silverheels. Oh, Dustful Jack, who is a car lover. Is it any surprise he would guess Jackie Stewart, the racing announcer? Nick and Mars has Jack Spratt and Jefferson Starship, every one of them. And Larry and Vanessa have John Sebastian as a guess. And James and Freiburg has John Singleton, J.D. Salinger, great guess, and Jill Sobule. So we have one correct answer so far. Should I give you... actually, yes, he got it correct. I had to double check for a minute. The initials are J, S, if I gave you too big of a hint for this person in advance, it would probably be too obvious. So I won't give you a hint in advance. But I think I just did. 412-200-5975. What did all that mean? I don't know. 412-200-5975. The other Susan just guessed Jacqueline Suzanne. Not it. Saying I'm giving you a hit in advance, or something like that, should help a little bit. Hang on, and we should have the correct answer coming up shortly. Not Jean-Paul Sartre, just guessed. Out in Slippery Rock. From Larry and Van. This person is probably not as common a name as other Guess Who folks we've had before. Oh, Caden has a guess, I'm glad. Caden has guessed Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith is the one who lets everybody out of jail who doesn't really belong in jail. He calls himself Jalen Smith so people will think he's actually putting them into jail. But his job name would really better be Un-Jalen Smith. Anybody who mistakenly has been punished for anything is released by the unusually named Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
412-200-5975. Craig and McKeesport had a guess of Jacqueline Smith. Only one correct. Oh, here's a couple I missed. Just coming in seconds ago. I mean, if I gave you a hint in advance, that would very much be in character for this particular person. Patrick in Stanton Heights has John Steinbeck, John Stewart, James Stewart, and Jonathan Swift. Jane Syberry from Bill and Sheraton. An excellent guess. So this person plays a character whose last name is Vance. And sitcom that is getting more and more acknowledgement as a great program. And do you know who it is that we're looking for? This person has been around for quite a while. as an actress, but she's starting to come to great attention for the particular role she plays right now. Matt just had a guess of Jack Smith. Four, 1-2-200-5975. Nick in New York City and Susan in New York City, you have every reason to be pretty proud this morning for coming up with today's answer from the TV show Hacks. Is it coming to you yet? The woman who has won Emmys for Outstanding Lead in a Comedy Series in 2021 and 2022, actress Jean Smart. Jean Smart. Congratulations if you came up with her. That one was a little tough. Matt had a guess of Jaden Smith. To go along with Jalen Smith. Congratulations, Nick and Susan in New York. We were looking for the actress who plays Deborah Vance in the TV show Hacks? Jean Smart. Deborah Vance is a comedian entering a new phase of her career. It's a well done program. Congratulations if you knew that's who we were looking for. I just looked outside, and the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus is here, and we're excited to have them joining us soon. They have populated the Youth Media Center. It's a large group, 20 plus singers. They'll join us in about half an hour. Right now, I'd like you to think a little bit. We did this a few weeks ago. Oh, all the credit goes to Susan, Nick writes, for coming up with Jean Smart. Susan, you get the charge. We'd like you to think a little bit about things your dad said to you growing up, or maybe even to this day, some rules of thumb. Some common expressions, rituals, especially those words of wisdom that Dad seemed to, and Moms too, know so well. We did this with Moms about a month ago, and it was a lot of fun. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Some sage advice from your dad. I know in the case of Ricky, it was life is not a bowl of cherries. Your dad would say that. I think he started saying that to you when you were like two or three. 412-200-5975. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Payday today, my father. sister has one dress. Plainly marked Purina V. Is my pop in there? Is my pop in there? If my pop's in there, oh, won't you tell him to come home? Oh, won't you tell him to come home? Oh, won't you tell him to come home?
Louis Jordan, is my pop in there? And with today being the day before Father's Day, we thought we would ask if you can recall any advice your dad gave you or any sayings he had. And I'm curious if you have any to share. Please consider doing so at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Here's Cindy in Allison Park. Hi, Cindy. I don't think you've ridden us before. She writes, when I would get into trouble, my dad would say, "It's a good thing you're cute." I have to admit, I'm at a loss right now as I think of things. I immediately thought of Ricky's dad, and life is a bowl of cherries. Oh, Ricky, you've one for my dad that you sent. Let me see. Measure twice, cut once. Many, many times, Ricky writes, her dad said that to her. I'm sure that's true. Christopher is in Monroeville and says, "I have five brothers, and each of us remember a different phrase of advice from our father. Mine was, nothing worthwhile is easy." That's great to remember them all. Oh, John in Economy has this one. "Lefty loosey, righty tighty." Ricky and I say that one a lot. Here's Aline from Maine. "My dad's warning, be careful so your possessions do not possess you." These are great. 412-200-5975. You are welcome to call us or to text us, 412-200-5975. Things you recall your dad saying or things you remember growing up, whether it be words of advice or perhaps some other words, maybe a little bit of wisdom to help you do things. This is the time of the program where I start to need help reminding myself, did I play this Father's Day song from the Saturday Light Brigade Father's Day closet or not? This one's worth playing twice if I did, but I didn't. And it's a nice version of this from Tim and Molly O'Brien. 412-200-5975.
Papa, be quiet as a mouse. Papa climbed up to the top of the house. He made a lot of whoopee and he made a lot of noise. Stood up and cheered with the rest of the boys. Babies in the cradle, brothers on the town.
dancing all around, and Papa's on the housetop and won't come down. Nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues they go, the blues they go. Everybody's happy when the old blues go.
Babies in the cradle, brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor, flat up and down. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around, and Papa's on the housetop and won't come down.
Chicken out in the yard, and he picked up a rock and he hit it hard, and he killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy, and the gravy's on the bread.
Babies in the cradle, brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor, flat up and down. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around, and Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. The blues are gonna leave you by and by. Papa, come in, just show us you're born. Put the baby in the cradle, toss the blues outdoors.
Babies in the cradle, brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor, flat up and down.
Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around.
Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down.
Brother and sister Tim and Molly O'Brien with Papa's on the Housetop. Here are some crowdsourced things that Dad say. We'd like to hear your own, either something your dad currently says or something he used to say. But these are some crowdsourced ones found on a website called boardpanda.com. I'm not sleeping, I'm just resting my eyes. My dad never says, okay. He says, potassium. Clearly, somebody whose dad knows a bit about chemistry. To moms, did you know chicken noodle soup is scientifically proven to shorten the life of a cold? Dad's response, did you know chicken noodle soup is scientifically proven to shorten the life of chickens? 412-200-5975. We're almost encroaching into dad joke territory. This is more something your dad might say as a word of advice or words of wisdom, maybe something he told you as you were starting out on your own or learning how to do something. Oh, I just remembered one of my dad's favorites. I don't know where he got this one from, but it had to do with confidence and to some degree of nerve, or maybe what people might call chutzpah. He would say, walk in like you own the place. Like if you are going into a meeting with people that maybe are more powerful than you are, or into a building that for some reason is intimidating, he would always say, walk in like you own the place. I remember him saying that many, many times. I do that when I get home every day, and I do own the place, but it doesn't necessarily make me feel better when I think of all the work that needs to be done. 412-200-5975. I haven't thought about that in ages. Nick in West Mifflin writes that his dad would say, always carry two sets of car keys. And the one time he didn't, he says he locked himself out. Four one two two hundred five nine seven five. If you would like to share a saying that your dad would pass along in honor of Father's Day. We did this about a month ago with moms and had a lot of fun doing it. We thought we'd do it with dads today. And I had a text in front of me a moment ago. There it is. from Nick. Keep your nose clean and your mouth shut. A lovely sentiment. And here comes Simon. Hi, Simon. How old are you? Hi, Simon.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
Eight.
And what is something your dad says?
You'll be better before you're married.
You'll be better before you're married?
Yeah.
That's a great saying. When does he say that to you? Does he say that to you when you're trying hard to do something?
I don't know.
No, it's a good saying. I like it. I hope you have a happy Father's Day planned. Do you? Don't spoil any surprises, but do you have something special planned for tomorrow?
As far as I know, they have nothing.
They've got nothing. This is Dad talking. They got nothing. Well, you got them, so that's a good thing. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yep.
Take care. Jim writes, Dad told me and all the grandkids, don't ever lie or steal, and I'll always be by your side. When I was young and thinking too much about myself, he would sing the song, I Love Me by Mel Blanc. We still have a little time if you would like to share something your father is known for saying throughout your home. 412 and family, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-7527-234.
Again, if your engines weren't wild.
Grandpa Johnson. That is from Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt. Thank you for your comments this morning. I'm getting a number of things my dad said that begin with "not for air, please." And I can see why I'm being said that, or why I'm being told that. If you have any more to share with us, we hope you'll do so. While I have a minute, I did want to let you know that there is still room inside of our summer camps here at SLB the week of July 8th, July 22nd, and August 5th. Those camps still have openings. They're held at our Youth Media Center. You can learn more about them at the address I'll give you in just a moment. These camps give teens opportunities to explore podcasting, audio journalism, and songwriting with professional mentors and equipment. Learn more and register at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. slbradio.org/summercamps2024. Financial aid is available for all of these camps still. And if you know of a teen that might be interested, or if you are interested, we hope you'll consider learning more about them. I was just now thinking, one of our podcasters from last summer, Maddie, who we worked with. Ricky, I don't know if I had a chance to mention this to you, but Maddie wrote to us to let us know I'm looking for her email. I had it in front of me seconds ago, and of course it disappears. The audio documentary that she produced as part of our social justice documentary program last year won a national gold medal as well as an American Voices Award in the Scholastic Writing Awards. And she writes, thanks to everyone at SLB for providing me so much support and encouragement in this creative project. That's just phenomenal, and we're thrilled to get that news from you. Thank you for sharing that with us, Maddie. 412-200-5975. Jim says, let's see. Jim, that's what I'll keep between you and me, but his dad was encouraging him to gain more weight. Ewan McCall wrote this song. It's sung here by Chaim Tannenbaum.
My old man was a good old man, skilled in the molding trade. In the stinking heat of the iron foundry, my old man was made. Down on his knees in the molding sand, he wore his trade like a company brand. One of the Cyclops smoky band, yes, that was my old man. My old man wasn't really old, it was just that I was young. And anybody over 12 years old was halfway to the tomb. He was loyal to his workmates all his life, gave his pay packet to his wife, had a few jars on a Saturday night. Yes, that was my old man. My old man was a union man, fought hard all his days. He understood the system and man was wise to the boss's ways. Said, if you want what's yours by right, you'll have to struggle with all your might. They'll rob you blind if you don't fight, son. That was my old man. My old man was a proud old man at home on the foundry floor, until the day they paid him off and showed him to the door. They gave him his card, said things are slack, we've got a machine that can learn the knack of doing your job, so don't come back. The end of my old man. My old man, he was 51. What was he to do? A craftsman molder on the dole in 1932. He felt he'd given what he could give, so he did what thousands of others did. Abandoned hope and the will to live, they killed him, my old man. My old man, he is dead and gone. Now I am your old man. And my advice to you, my son, is to fight back while you can. Watch out for the man with a silicon chip. Hold on to your job with a good firm grip. 'Cause if you don't, you'll have had your chips the same as my old man.
Isn't that a nice song? That's Chaim Tenenbaum. The album is called Joy of Living, a tribute to Ewan McCall, and a great song and an absolutely terrific version of it. You've heard it by Ewan McCall probably many times. We've played it many times, but it's nice to hear it done there. 412-200-5975. I'm excited to let you know that the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus is going to be with us in just about 10 minutes. Good morning to Rick in Highland Park. I am so glad that you are listening, you and Barbara both. They mentioned that they're getting ready to go to a birthday party this afternoon. And here's hoping it's a great birthday party. Also, good morning to Ashley and Rich. And to George. It's nice to have you tuned in and playing along. Not believe how busy our Youth Media Center is right now. It's filled to the brim as we get ready to present Pittsburgh Youth singing together, all as part of the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus that will be coming up in our next hour. We also have two students from Pittsburgh Westinghouse who placed in the 2024 Southwestern PA Youth Pitch Competition with their entrepreneurial project, which I believe deals with food preservation. We'll learn more about that together. That will be coming up in the middle of our next hour. And then if you can be with us just after 11 o'clock Eastern today, we have the Mila Shadell Jazz Trio featuring Mila on guitar and Chris McGraw on upright bass and Eugene Park on drums. Looking forward to hearing from them. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and TuneIn Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, and other apps, including online directly at slbradio.org. John and Marjorie in Harrisville just wrote, John's dad used to say, if you lost something and couldn't find it, he'd always say, well, who had it last?
He's honest as the day is long, stubborn as a stone. An ordinary man, he cuts a figure all his own. A mix of contradiction, full of doubt and strong conviction. I've loved him and I've fought him like no man I've ever known. Her hand upon my fevered brow to soothe my growing pains. Through a thousand sacrifices, her steady smile remains. She's an angel on a mission, giving love without condition. I've been lost and I've been foolish, but she's never been ashamed. In the years of my rebellion, I had to find my own truth. God knows how I survived the wasteland of my youth. And now I know that letting go was hard on them. Can we pick up the pieces again? I've got this longing deep inside to find my heart's content. To be some distant stranger was never my intent. I want to heal my relations like the sons of generations. We all know that old story, the prodigal's lament. In the years of my rebellion, I had to find my own truth. God knows how I survived the wasteland of my youth. And now I know that returning, but they'll forgive the years I misspent. And listen to this prodigal's lament.
Craig Bickhart there with a song called Prodigal's Lament. And we have Pittsburgh Youth Chorus joining us in just moments. But I think Desi is here. Desi, are you there? Desmond?
Yes.
Hi. Did you want to say something about your father or Happy Father's Day?
Yes.
What did you want to say?
Bob, you're looking for it. You won't find it.
Oh.
Looking for it. You will find it.
If you're not looking for it, you'll find it. That's something your dad says?
Yeah.
I like that. That makes sense. Do you lose stuff? I lose stuff all the time. Do you?
Yeah, I lose something.
Yeah.
Like my desk. I also lost my mini drone.
I understand. Yeah, I like that. When you're not looking for it, you'll find it. Thank you. Do you want to say Happy Father's Day?
Happy Father's Day.
Good job. That's Desi. Desmond, more formally. Well, they are all set up and just about ready to go. I'm going to get outside and get a chance to meet them, and you will get a chance to meet them